Hello? Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night when it's really dark? For me, it's becoming a regular occurrence, and I can manage at home not to put the bedside light on. But anywhere else, I need to first of all find my glasses, and then the light switch. Now these days, it's all electric, but take yourself back only 170 years, and you'd need a candle or a paraffin lamp, and some matches. There, that's better. Now you can see me, and I can see what's around me. In fact, the light helps me to relate better to my surroundings, to orientate myself so I don't crash into the furniture. And of course, the higher up the light is, the further I can see, because the light lights up more of the darkness. Now it's Christmas time, so you might be wondering why I'm going on about lights. Well, the reading we had that was read by Tanya from the beginning of John's Gospel, that describes Jesus as light to live by. Here's the quote. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness could not put it out. Those of you who've ever had a Christingle orange know that Jesus is represented by a candle, as he's described elsewhere in the Bible as the light of the world. So in his coming to earth, he became more relatable to than perhaps God the Father. So as a human being, but also God, Jesus is someone we can imagine that we understand, someone that we relate well to, but also one who helps us to relate better to those around us. Now Jesus, taking on human form as a baby, was quite something. He wasn't born in a palace, but born to working parents in a village that that's Jesus's human adopted dad, that Joseph came from. And no doubt he had relatives there still. Joseph could trace his family tree, his genealogy, all the way back to King David. So he was royalty, even if only minor royalty. And in a culture of honour and shame, I suggest to you that there's no way that Mary would have given birth in a cold and draughty stable. In fact, most ordinary houses didn't have stables, but kept their animals inside the house at night. Yes, in a separate bit by the front door, partly for safety, since these were the most valuable possessions of a family, but partly for warmth, for their warmth. So Mary most likely gave birth in the family part of a house, with the men banished to sit outside around a fire, surrounded by the accumulated wisdom of the community. And the guest room, well, my guess is that was already in use by someone older and wiser, or older and more senior at least. Now, have you ever held a newborn baby? I think most of us feel an immediate sense of love and too of awe at the miracle of new creation, as perhaps a tiny hand grasps hold of your little finger as you consider the cuteness of the nose and so on. Thankfully, we love babies for who they are rather than what they do, since what they do is a lot of crying and waking up at night and all that. God's like that with us. He loves us for who we are, rather than what we do. But actually, we're called to be people who, as we would be with a newborn, people who gaze, people who adore, people who are in awe as we consider Jesus, who is God, come to earth in human form. So will you take time to consider this Jesus rather more? This Christmas, then, as you have yourself a merry little Christmas, let your heart be light. Yes, we all need a bit of distracting from the challenges of the year, especially this year. So yes, make merry, have a giggle, be fun to be with, but stay safe. I want to suggest to you, though, a more permanent resolution. Not just that from now on your troubles will be out of sight, but instead, if you let your heart be lit up by the light of Jesus, then I think you'll find new ways of looking at your troubles. You'll see new ways of relating to your surroundings. As you lift the Christ light higher in your world, so it will bring new ways of living. Perhaps less crashing through this life, stumbling over every obstacle, but knowing that God is with us. Asking God to move into your bit of the neighbourhood is life-changing. It's also peace-bringing and hope-giving, both for you and those whom you love. So may you know a happy and peace-filled Christmas this year.